Yeah, I have a brand new cohort here. Yes. Yeah, Christine.
Partner in crime. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, very good. We're here to talk a little bit about Fremont Area United Way and what's going on there. I know we're pumping up the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, right?
That's right. We are. What's today, Chris? June 26th.
June 26th.
Dolly Parton Imagination Library, hats off to literacy, is July 25th. So we're about a month away. We have a goal of having 20 tables at this event, and right now we have 15. So I would love to get 5 more tables sold at this event. And it is at the Ryben Community Building at the Washington County Fairgrounds on July 25th. It's a luncheon, 11:30 to 1. I like the luncheon, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know. We won't take up your summer night. Just come on out for a wonderful barbecue. Books and boots. So if you've got your cowboy boots or hats, wear those. We have a guest speaker, Diane Stevens. She was the principal at Washington Elementary for a long time. And most of all, we're fundraising. We're raising money for Imagination Library so kids can get some books. So, yeah, it's going well, and I'm excited as we keep getting closer.
So you moved the location over to Washington County because?
We did, because in this past year, the Fremont Area United Way Board voted to also supply books to kids in Washington County. So we are able to supply books for kids 0 to 5. They receive the books once a month, and that is in Dodge and Washington County. And so we've been in Dodge County for quite a number of years, and we expanded to Washington County. And so it's been awesome because I'm getting support, both financial support for Imagination Library in Washington County, and more people in Washington County are signing up to get those books. So it's been a nice combination to get both that financial support to do this and find the families who could use these books in their home. So,
oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's been exciting to expand there. And so, yes, Arlington is close enough for my Fremont friends to come on over.
And the folks in Blair.
And the folks in Blair. So absolutely. And thank you to RVR Bank for being the presenting sponsor this year. It matches in our effort to expand to Washington County, certainly matches with their expansion. So it's been a great partnership on both ends.
Yeah. For those folks who don't know a lot about the program, it works out great because kids ages
0 to 5
will get a book every month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just any old book. It's usually one of the top books that are out there for kids, right?
That's correct. It is. It's just awesome. Like books you think of for little kids. And then what happens is the child receives the book that's perfect for their stage and age. So mm-hmm. you can think of like a 6-month-old needs a hardcover book in case they're chewing on it, right? But as they get older, yep. they can use those paper books. And then the topics are very, as they get older, the topics can be about sharing and things like that. And younger, we've got the simple, bright pictures. So it's just a perfect book for each child at each stage that they're at. So yeah, it is just an incredible program. And I always like to say Dolly Parton has this program, but you do have to pay for it. That is why we fundraise for it. Dolly Parton puts this program out there, being able to supply the great books at a great price, but we fundraise locally so that we can provide it. If you're listening from a county outside of Dodge and Washington, many times we're unable to provide those books outside of those counties. So that just tells you that it's something that we're lucky to have here locally.
Yeah, the other part of this that goes along with the important part that many people may not know is we did find that the younger kids were not getting these materials, right? So it was definitely needed.
Yeah, I think especially during the summer, if you think about how hard it is to keep kiddos engaged in learning throughout the summer months, but it's that much more difficult if you don't have books in your home. So it definitely, if kids are read to, then they show that they're more ready for kindergarten. They're more excited to learn as they grow, and that leads to better outcomes. So we know that having books in the home, having time to sit and read with adult in your family, that leads to you being ready as a kiddo to go to school. If you're ready to go to school, then you're more excited about school, and that long-term outcome just improves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think one of the books that that we had received through the program was the No David book, I believe.
Oh, so I don't remember this one, Chris.
Emma, I think when she was, oh my gosh, maybe 4, memorize the book.
Oh, okay.
And we would just turn the pages.
It was easy,
but it was just so much fun to go through the book.
That's awesome. Yeah, kids do. I mean, their little minds are sponges, you know?
Oh,
so
man.
They do just memorize things that you're like, I don't even, you know, if you ever play the game of memory with kids,
yeah,
they're better at it than us.
Yeah. No, it is. And it's easy for people to in Dodge or Washington County to sign up, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's easy. Go online or give us a call to sign up to get the books. There's no requirements as to income or anything like that. It's for everybody. And it's also easy to donate. So if you'd like to contribute, you don't have to go to the event. You can go online and donate. $30, a donation of $30 pays for a kiddo to get the books for a year. So it's a very reasonable donation to make a huge impact. And I can tell you that the book showing up in somebody's home with a child's name on it makes a kid feel so cared for in this community. And so I really think that that has a long-term impact too. Just knowing somebody cared enough for me to be able to get this book really impacts a kiddo as they grow up here. So you can go online and just donate. You can obviously buy a ticket for this luncheon. You can also join in and buy a raffle ticket. So we're selling raffle tickets right now. We've got great raffle prizes, including a trip to the Ozarks or a free trash service for a year. So some fun and more practical gifts, both ends of the spectrum. But that's a fun way to support too. You get 5 tickets for $20, and you might win, and we're winning by raising those funds for the cause here in the community.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
You know, I came on with the Dolly Parton in mind, so.
No problem.
It's Monday. I haven't even looked at the rest of the week, Chris.
All right.
Busy, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed.
For sure. Christy, thank you. Appreciate you taking some time this morning here at Fremont's Morning Mix.